Downtown Phoenix has made a comeback in recent years. A lot of us remember when it emptied out after 5 o'clock and was a ghost town on weekends. But the city has invested about $4 billion in the development of its city center since 2008, and the change is clear. Now, as the show's Lauren Gilger learns, it's the Warehouse District's turn for redevelopment. She takes us there for more.
Okay, ready to go?
Ready.
Brian Cassidy is taking me on a tour of the Warehouse District, the area just south of downtown Phoenix from 7th Street on the east to 7th Avenue on the west, and from Jefferson Street to Grant on the south. It used to be the economic hub of the city around the turn of the century when it was full of produce warehouses coming in and shipping out from Union Station.
And right now we're looking right at the original Union Station building.
This isn't the first tour of the area Cassidy has given. He's an architect and heads up the Warehouse District Council, and he's given this tour to any developer or business person who's interested in investing.
And there's a whole series of buildings that are on Jackson Street that are for sale.
If you've been here, it was likely to park your car in one of the district's empty lots during a Diamondbacks or Suns game. Driving around with Cassidy, you hear things like this a lot from him.
And then we have all this land from about 5th Avenue to 7th Avenue on both sides of Lincoln that is going to be ripe for a large redevelopment project.
And that development is starting to come. The area has become home to a host of creative-type companies and event spaces in recent years. And this year, software companies WebPT and Galvanize are set to bring more than 800 new employees to the area as they renovate a 120,000-square-foot building on Grant Street. Back at his firm's office in the Warehouse District, Cassidy tells me that project will be a game-changer.
So that is our 800-pound tenant in the Warehouse District. And it's going to make a really big difference to the number of people down here. They're going to be looking for a place to eat, a place to have a cup of coffee, have a beer after work.
Still, he says there are approximately 18 full city blocks of undeveloped real estate in the Warehouse District, an unprecedented amount of empty land so close to a major city's downtown.
It's either dirt or surface parking lots.
So he's working to find developers to fill them and help them navigate the sometimes complicated process of renovating an historic warehouse for adaptive reuse.
Let's go see.
Back on our tour, we stop at one of the newest additions to the Warehouse District, an urban church and event space being built by Urban Connect, an arm of the First Presbyterian Church.
Well, this is also a bowstring truss building. You can see in this bay of the building, there's four major bowstring trusses.
Right now, there is more than a half a billion dollars worth of construction going on in Phoenix's city center, according to Christine Mackey, the city's community and economic development director. Now, she says, it's the Warehouse District's turn.
And it's really because of what companies want. A company doesn't come into a new market and say, show me every white stucco two-story open floor plate building you can find. Companies today, those creative companies, technology companies, are truly looking for unique space, engaging space.
Mackey says the area's development has been a combination of strategic planning by the city and an organic movement by the companies who have chosen to locate there.
We would really like this area to become sort of an innovation technology hub.
That's Heidi Janenga, president and co-founder of WebPT, a software company for the rehab industry that's grown rapidly from a few employees to about 270 today. Janenga says they like to think of themselves as a hermit crab in the Warehouse District. They've moved from 5,000 square feet of office space here to 30,000. And now they're moving up to 60,000 square feet.
But behind us, we leave this really great shell that the next up-and-coming tech company can really, you know, utilize.
And with a light rail extension planned in the area in the next several years, Mackey says more people will move here and businesses will keep coming.
10 years from now, what do you hope the Warehouse District looks like?
10 years from now won't be a hope. I can tell you what it's going to look like. It will be an incredibly connected, identifiable area nationally, kind of like we know of certain areas in San Francisco and New York and Chicago that we know by their unique names. The Warehouse District will be one of those names that you recognize.
Cassidy moved his firm to the Warehouse District just over 10 years ago when the economy was booming.
We hoped to set a catalyst project out here that other people might want to replicate, to come down into an area and sort of be the spark to see development happen.
It worked well for a few years until the recession hit, Everything went on hold. New development all but stopped, but Cassidy waded through it.
Oh, it's exciting. I mean, my family thinks I'm crazy, but even on the weekends, I get in my car and I drive the whole area every week just to see what's happened in the last week. So my practice and my passion are pretty much the same anymore in my life. So,
in Phoenix, Lauren Gilger, KJZZ News.